And Shakir, I want to ask you a question. You made some amazing contributions to the people of Latin America. Can you paint the picture of, you know, some of the stories and some of the things you've seen in your activism? Tell us why you got involved in Alas and as well as Bare Feet.
Well, to explain what got me inspired to get involved, I would have to first tell you a little bit about where I come from. I was born and raised in Colombia, a country. Thank you. A beautiful country, but especially hit by a severe social crisis. A country in which I grew up seeing and witnessing a great deal of poverty and inequality. Today, 3 million kids in Colombia don't go to school, and 2.5 million people are displaced. That means that they're internal refugees in their own country. These are families who have lost everything they had. And this makes us the worst humanitarian crisis in the Western Hemisphere, and the second one in the world after the Sudan. Of course, inequality is not exclusive to Colombia. Latin America actually is the most unequal. Well, that's what I understand. No? That is the most, economically speaking, unequal region in the world, where a lot of people have nothing and a few people have everything. And so the saddest thing of all is that every hour in Latin America, 50 kids die from avoidable causes. And those are outrageous. It's an outrageous fact. I think that this is, well, we all think so, and that's why we're here. This is our moment in history to act as a global community and a global community of citizen activists. I think that our generation has a tremendous power. We all believe so. A power maybe bigger than the power that my parents' generation had. Maybe because we have internet, the internet access and technological advances, and we communicate better among ourselves. We have freedom of speech. We have so many tools, but especially we have a voice, and that voice has to be heard. What President Clinton and Bono were mentioning about Bono, that great idea that you had, the powerful idea that Bono had a few years ago of, because you were convinced that the richest countries in the world had to waive the debt of the poorest countries. And he did it. He did it. Well, because you first, it's not that you convinced only the eight leaders of the G8. You first had to convince us. You convinced the youth of the world. And it was so extraordinary to see what everybody witnessed around the Live Aid concerts, how the young people from all over the world were mobilizing and were pressuring their governments to change policies. And we succeeded.
Amen.
Yeah. Right. And you know what? And that happened because we were convinced. And I think that when we are convinced about something, we will make it happen. That's for sure. You know, I arrived to this country a few years ago, and I started touring within the U.S., and I suddenly started realizing why this country was so special. And I came to the conclusion that the American dream is not a cliche. It exists. It's real. And it's powerful. You know, I've had my own American dream, and I'm living it. But what's sad is that in countries like mine, in Latin America, for example, and so many other developing countries in the world, people, because of the lack of opportunity, people's fate seems like it has been written even before they were born. And in countries like mine, if you're born poor, you will die poor. And education is a privilege and a luxury and not a birthright, like it should be, like it is here. So I say to you people who live in America to use that right take it and maximize it. And that opportunity, that great opportunity that education is, just make the most out of it, because you can change the lives of so many people around the world. I mean, I'm here sitting in front of you, and I see some people from universities, and I see in your faces the future doctors, the future nurses, the future lawyers, the future artists, maybe the future presidents. And I see in your faces the future of America, but I also see the future of my own people, because I think that we live in an interconnected society. And believe it or not, as we speak, in Colombia, there is a little girl, like I used to be, dreaming about a dream that for her it might be today unattainable, but tomorrow, maybe because of you, it will be possible. And you might think or ask yourselves, what do I have to do with the little girl who lives in Colombia? Or, you know, why do we have to be concerned about the problems of so many other countries when we have our own issues at home? And that's a valid question, but the truth is that every child's dream matters. Every child. It doesn't matter. Independently. Thank you. Independently to where they're born, if they were born in Africa or in Southeast Asia or in Bogota or in Beverly Hills, I think every child counts. And I would like to encourage you, and taking advantage of this moment, to encourage you to participate and get involved in any cause that you feel is close to your heart, and do it, and take actions. They don't have to be big gestures. Even if they're small steps, they still count. Everything counts. And I think that, and we will think that by doing so, we'll be shaping a different society. Mm-hmm. We will be creating a culture of solidarity that our kids and the kids of our kids will inherit, and we will be becoming the architects of change. And so I think that's a lot.
Architects of change. I like that. Architects of change. That's why we're here today. Thank you very much, Shakira. Thank you very much. Alicia, I have a two-part question. Just listening to Bono, listening to President.